This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden has canceled a trip to the U.S. West Monday, and as we hear now from AP correspondent Sagar Magani, may be traveling to Israel.
The president was due to visit the world's biggest facility for wind tower manufacturing in Colorado, a chance to pitch his economic accomplishments in GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's district. But hours before Air Force One was due to leave, the White House said the trip would be rescheduled. The president would instead stay at the White House to hold meetings on Israel and humanitarian concerns in Gaza. He's also weighing a potential trip to the region in what would be a striking show of support for Israel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations aid chief says he will head to Cairo to talk about aid to Gaza.
I shall be going to Cairo tomorrow to meet the Egyptian leadership, to press them to help us, and they have been very helpful. We need, of course, Israeli agreement as well. We've been negotiating strongly with them. And then, of course, we need the support and the viability of operations in Gaza.
Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffith. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, discussed humanitarian aid in a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the secretary discussed with Prime Minister Netanyahu the United States is close coordination with the United Nations and other regional partners to facilitate the provision of humanitarian aid to civilians. Bombing continued in the Gaza Strip from Israel overnight and into Monday. This is VOA News. In Liberia, the National Elections Commission is calling on citizens to remain calm as it announces the results of last Tuesday's vote. Henry Flomo is the spokesperson for Liberia's National Elections Commission.
We are still at a point that the results have been read by the chairperson and the rest of the board members. And we are also at a point where Liberians will have to wait, as they've been doing, until the results are all announced and the winners are being declared as provided by law.
Observers are predicting a possible presidential runoff between George Weah and his main challenger, Joseph Boakai. Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party was ahead in a national election on a late exit poll on Monday, although it appears it will fall short of a majority. VOA Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Mirosława Gongadze from Warsaw, Poland, says it appears the left-leaning parties have enough votes to make a coalition to take control.
It is a very close race, and as a result, Poland is entering the time of some political turmoil.
Turnout was historically high, the most voters ever, even topping the 63% who cast ballots in the historic 1989 vote that toppled communism. An inexperienced politician who is also heir to a banana fortune has won Ecuador's presidential runoff. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Supporters of President-elect Daniel Noboa celebrate as the son of Ecuador's richest man claimed victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Noboa's opponent, Luisa González, told her supporters she welcomed Noboa as her country's new president, saying his win was a sign of democracy. In a victory speech, Noboa said his goal is to return peace to the country, to give education to the youth again, and to be able to provide employment to the many people who are looking for it. Noboa will lead the South American country during a period that drug-related violence has left Ecuadorians wondering when, not if, they will be victims. I'm Karen Chamas.
Video game Minecraft, which is owned by Microsoft, where players build virtual worlds, has passed 300 million copies sold, making it the best-selling video game ever. For comparison, Grand Theft Auto V, another behemoth video game, has sold more than 180 million copies. Officially released in 2011 and popular among several demographics, the game allows players to explore a world. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.